Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 14, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Watch, CoinMine adds interest payments to its at-home crypto miners. Coinbase expands reach of Visa card in Europe, adds 5 new cryptos. Bitcoin miner maker Canaan sets $100 million target for US IPO. Fake website prompts China's central bank to deny digital yuan launch. OneCoin founder's brother faces 90-year jail term after plea deal. Dallas Mavericks CTO, crypto payment options still a cottage industry. PayPal's axing of Pornhub model payments may boost crypto conversions. Coinbase, Kingdom Trust, Regal Assets jointly offer crypto IRA and 401k accounts. Ledger's Vault scores $150 million in crypto insurance from Lloyd's Syndicate. Crypto.com grows offerings with new exchange and fundraising platform. Unknown fund to donate $75 million in Bitcoin to crypto, anonymity-focused startups. Samsung SDS beefs up privacy on its business-grade blockchain. Swiss SIX Exchange lists Tezos ETP with staking rewards. Fintech arm of Chinese insurance giant files for US IPO after blockchain push. Bitcoin hovers near price support as long-term bear cross looms. Now let's get started. Watch, CoinMine adds interest payments to its at-home crypto miners. When the super sleek and super divisive CoinMine machine hit the crypto markets, people were at once impressed and annoyed. The device, looking like the love child between a monochromatic cyborg and an Xbox, was made to allow anyone to run a full node without the fuss of downloading an entire blockchain or even having to understand the command line. The device, which we profiled here a year ago, is now adding more tricks to its arsenal. First, the miner is $100 cheaper, down from $799, and the system now offers 6.5% APR on earnings held in CoinMine wallets. The goal? To get CoinMines into more early adopting homes. As more people purchase CoinMines, the better pricing we can get from our supply chain, CoinMine CEO Farbod Nivi told CoinDesk in a video interview in New York. Our philosophy is to make things better, faster, and cheaper. The company doesn't exactly want a miner in every home, although Nivi has said he wants to expand the market. Instead, he sees the device as a gateway into the world of crypto. Crypto actually creates a single financial world for everyone in the world to live in, he said. I think you'll have a ton more control over your actual wealth. In this interview with CoinDesk's Danny Nelson, Nivi talks about growth plans as well as the effects of recent tariffs on products manufactured in China. Coinbase expands reach of Visa card in Europe, adds 5 new cryptos. Coinbase has added support for 5 new crypto options to its Visa debit card, and also expanded availability to 10 more European nations. The US-based cryptocurrency exchange announced Thursday that holders of the card can now spend XRP, Basic Attention Token, BAT, Augur, REP, 0x, ZRX, and Stellar, XLM. The new options come in addition to the currently offered Bitcoin, BTC, Ether, ETH, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and Litecoin, LTC. Coinbase customers in Bulgaria, Croatia, Denmark, Hungary, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, Poland, Romania, and Sweden have now also been provided access to the card product. Zeeshan Faraz, CEO at Coinbase UK, said in a statement, By more than doubling the number of assets our customers can spend on Coinbase Card, as well as introducing the card to 10 new countries, Coinbase continues to help drive crypto's role as a utility, and not just an investment. The Coinbase Card was launched back in April to serve the UK and EU nations. Coinbase says it instantly converts cryptocurrency to fiat currency when customers make a transaction using the debit card. According to the firm, the card can be used anywhere that accepts Visa, including internationally. There are fees for ATM transactions above the value of 201% domestically and 2% internationally, as well as charges for some purchase transactions, its website says. Coinbase also provides an iOS and Android app that lets users make Visa payments on their mobile devices. The Coinbase card is issued by Paysafe Financial Services Limited, a firm authorized by UK regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority. Bitcoin miner maker Canaan sets $100 million target for US IPO. Canaan, the world's second-largest Bitcoin miner maker, intends to raise about $100 million in its initial public offering (IPO) in the U.S. The Hangzhou, China-based manufacturer of the Avalon Bitcoin miner updated its IPO application with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) on Wednesday. It's aiming to offer 10 million American depositary shares (ADS) with each at a price of between $9 and $11. If Canaan receives enough investment interest, the offering would rake in $100 million, making it the first major Bitcoin miner maker to go public in the traditional stock market. With that offering size, it would also mean Canaan commands a diluted market value of about $1.5 billion with about 2.3 billion outstanding ordinary shares after the offering. Each ADS would represent 15 Class A ordinary shares of Canaan, according to the updated filing. In Canaan's initial IPO filing from late October, the company set a placeholder amount of $400 million for its IPO ambitions. The latest figure may still be revised prior to its final listing. Previously, Canaan revealed on November 5 that it brought home a profit of $13 million on revenues of $95 million for the third quarter of 2019. It reported a net loss of $45 million for the first half of 2019. Fake website prompts China's central bank to deny digital yuan launch. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, said the country's stablecoin project is still in the testing stage with no date set for its launch, despite online imposters claiming otherwise. The digital yuan is officially called the Digital Currency Electronic Payment, DECP, and the central bank's announcement came on the heels of a website DECPAPI.com, featuring an API with a countdown indicating that the national stablecoin would launch on November 20. Anything that is trading in the market under the name of DCEP or DCEP is not the national digital currency, and any launch time suggested on the internet is inaccurate, the central bank said on Wednesday in the statement. The bank also warned potential investors of the rise of scams and Ponzi schemes being offered in the name of the digital currency. "We did not authorize any platform to trade DCEP," the bank said. Investors should be aware of companies that pose as a central bank to attract people to trade the digital currency, which could be fraught with misleading information. The PBOC is running the develop of the stablecoin via its Digital Currency Research Institute, established in 2014 under the supervision of the bank's payments department. After a relatively quiet five-year development period, the central bank began releasing more details about DCEP following FSEBOC's unveiling of Libra in June. Forbes reported in August the national digital currency would be launched on November 11, citing an unnamed official from the Chinese government. In September, the central bank denied that date, and said there was no plan to launch the stablecoin within the next 80 days, or before December 10. OneCoin founder's brother faces 90-year jail term after plea deal. The Department of Justice, DOJ, reached a plea deal with Konstantin Ignatov for his involvement in OneCoin Limited, a cryptocurrency project based out of Bulgaria. Ignatov pleaded guilty to multiple counts including money laundering, according to the BBC. The deal was reached October 4, but released publicly Tuesday following his arrest at Los Angeles International Airport in March 2019. He is the brother of OneCoin co-founder Dr. Ruja Ignatov, colloquially called CryptoQueen for her actions in the alleged scam and subsequent disappearance. Under the terms of the plea, Ignatov will not face further charges as they emerge against OneCoin and its constituents, with the exception of possible tax violations. Still, Ignatov faces up 90 years in prison, the BBC said. OneCoin raised some $4 billion for its cryptocurrency and proprietary ecosystem in funding, in what multiple governments have called a Ponzi scheme. OneCoin denies those allegations and continues to operate. The BBC said Ignatov could be moved into the U.S. Witness Protection Program depending on the longevity of his sentence. Court documents say individuals have come forward with threats against him. While testifying in another ongoing case against Mark Scott, a U.S. lawyer accused of laundering funds $400 million from OneCoin, Ignatov revealed more details about his sister, the BBC said. A warrant for her arrest from the DOJ is currently outstanding. The BBC said Ignatov told the court that his sister acquired a passport and tickets to Vienna and Athens from her home in Bulgaria. She called OneCoin critics haters and was wary of being given up to authorities, he said. Although Ignatov hired a private investigator to find her, he has not spoken to her since her disappearance, according to the BBC. Dallas Mavericks CTO, crypto payment option still a cottage industry. The Dallas Mavericks pro basketball team's cryptocurrency payment option has not yet caught on with the majority of fans, the team's chief technical officer said in a recent interview. As sports business-focused media outlet Front Office Sports reported on November 14, Mavericks CTO David Hare said that the team wants to provide its fans with a more flexible way to purchase tickets and merchandise, thus enabling them to pay with cryptocurrencies. However, Hare pointed out that the demand for such an option is still very low, saying, "Users are pretty low, I don't want to say infancy, but it's a select group of people using it. We did some research, heard some discussions and conversations and one comment was it's still complicated to 99% of the population. Until it's more widely accepted, it's a cottage industry or a neat way to pay." As previously reported, the Mavericks became the second NBA team to accept Bitcoin, BTC, as a means of payment for match tickets and merchandise in mid-August. The team uses cryptocurrency payment processor BitPay to process their fans' Bitcoin payments. Hare said that the novelty of paying in cryptocurrency was part of the decision to introduce the payment option, stating, "We want to provide cool things for the fans and crypto was in response to some requests we've had. Sports adopting crypto and blockchain. Professional sports teams in various leagues and sports across the world have begun to dabble in blockchain and cryptocurrencies. In mid-October, the Sacramento Kings, the first NBA basketball team to adopt cryptocurrencies, partnered with creator of Ethereum-based Kaiju Toys, Crypto Kaiju, to launch crypto collectibles. The collaboration followed the news that the team was launching a blockchain-powered rewards program within its gaming app called The Shot. In Germany, FC Bayern Munich became the latest football club to announce blockchain-based merchandise for fans, following a partnership with Striking Entertainment to produce digital collectibles of its players. PayPal's axing of Pornhub model payments may boost crypto conversions. Top adult entertainment site Pornhub has revealed that PayPal has abruptly cut its payments service to the large numbers of live performers using its platform. In a blog post Thursday, Pornhub wrote, "We are all devastated by PayPal's decision to stop payouts to over 100,000 performers who rely on them for their livelihoods." The company called on those models with PayPal options selected in their accounts to use one of its other provided methods of paying out. These include direct deposits, checks, and the Verge cryptocurrency. Pornhub announced it would accept Verge payments in April of last year, saying it offered users privacy and convenience. The site also said it would accept Tron and Zcash last June, although these options don't seem to have been passed on as payout options to performers. With PayPal now withdrawn, it may be that Pornhub performers will increasingly turn to the cryptocurrency option, especially as bank accounts may be frozen if banks get a hint that porn is related to the payments. At press time, the price of Verge XVG had risen 2% on the day to $0.003860, according to CoinMarketCap. However, that possibility may be somewhat dampened by a lack of knowledge of how to use cryptocurrencies and convert them to more widely usable fiat currencies. In Pornhub's Twitter announcement of the PayPal block, performer Shyla Jennings reflected that hurdle with the tweet, "Crypto, personal portal lol. I don't understand what that even is. I am cool with just direct deposit into my bank account. The thread is further littered with crypto community members calling for Pornhub to widen its payment options to other coins such as Bitcoin, Litecoin, and others. Dedicated adult industry crypto project SpankChain also made a twin promotion, PayPal criticism with the tweet, "Clearly somebody deserves to be spanked." Coinbase, Kingdom Trust, Regal Assets jointly offer crypto IRA and 401k accounts. Major American crypto exchange Coinbase, asset custodian Kingdom Trust, and alternative assets investment firm Regal Assets have begun offering cryptocurrency-based individual retirement and 401k accounts in the United States. An individual retirement account, IRA, is an investment account that enables an individual to save money for retirement in a tax-deferred way, while a 401k represents a qualified retirement savings plan offered by an employer. In a November 13 press release, the firm said that the new offering will give investors access to more than 30 digital currencies in the industry directly through Coinbase, with insurance protection provided by British insurance firm Lloyd's of London. The parties released their Bitcoin (BTC) IRA with $200 million in insurance protection. Tyler Gallagher, CEO of Regal Assets, said that clients make all the decisions themselves when it comes to digital asset selections and allocation, but do have the option of guidance by connecting with their dedicated account manager. Currently, the product supports major coins such as BTC, Ether, ETH, Litecoin, LTC, XRP, Stellar, XLM, EOS, and Tezos, XTZ, among others. Adoption of crypto in retirement savings plans. Last month, Los Angeles-based Bitcoin IRA partnered with digital asset lending firm Genesis Capital to offer investors the opportunity to earn interest on cryptocurrency and cash holdings. Bitcoin IRA has reportedly provided digital asset IRAs since 2016 and processed over $350 million in investments, onboarding 4,000 clients. In a study by investment platform eToro earlier this year, 45% of respondents expressed interest in allocating cryptocurrency in their 401k retirement savings plans, and 74% of digital currency traders would like to receive that option from their 401k plan providers. Ledger's Vault scores $150 million in crypto insurance from Lloyd's Syndicate. Ledger, the creator of the iconic Nano hardware wallet, is wooing institutional investors to use its technology to custody cryptocurrency for themselves with the help of big-name insurance broker Marsh. Marsh has arranged a $150 million insurance policy from Lloyd's of London Syndicate Arch for users of the startup's Ledger Vault technology platform, the companies announced Thursday. The move is another sign that the insurance industry is gradually becoming comfortable writing coverage for digital assets widely considered a prerequisite for institutional investment. In the past year, quite a few crypto custodians have trumpeted insurance cover in the hundreds of millions. Unlike those firms, Ledger Vault is not a custodian, rather, it provides tools for investors to store their own crypto. We didn't have to do this. We are buying insurance for the Vault platform at no additional cost to customers of our platform, said Dimitrios Skalkotos, global head of Ledger Vault. Ledger's policy covers third-party theft of private keys in the event of a physical breach of a hardware security module, HSM, in one of its data centers. Also covered is the entirety of the onboarding process for clients, which involves the generation of private keys within the company's HSMs, as well as collusion within Ledger leading to insider employee theft. The policy does not, however, cover theft via a third-party remote hack of the type reported fairly regularly at crypto exchanges around the world. The Ledger Vault solution itself is meant to prevent this type of hack by isolating private keys from the internet. Firms using Ledger Vault set up their own transaction controls and governance procedures. The firm is trying to move away from the frame of reference of online hot wallets and offline cold ones, calling itself temperature agnostic. On top of the new insurance policy, Ledger Vault clients will be well placed to arrange their own dedicated primary insurance facilitated and fast-tracked by Marsh and Arch, the company said. Clients that are part of this insurance program for Ledger Vault have the ability to obtain a dedicated limit that is dependent on the assets held on the Ledger Vault platform, said Jennifer Hustwit, senior vice president at Marsh & McLennan Companies, the insurance broker's parent. It would be separate from the $150 million that Ledger is purchasing. James Kroom, vice president of Specie at Arch, said in a statement that the syndicate spent over 6 months working with the Ledger Vault team to develop a customized offering for their clients. Ledger has sold 1.5 million units of its flagship consumer product, the Nano, a device for storing private keys to crypto wallets. Crypto.com grows offerings with new exchange and fundraising platform. Crypto.com announced the launch of a new exchange Thursday, in an expansion of the Hong Kong-based firm's list of crypto services. The exchange opens up to beta testers November 18 and to the wider public in December, according to a press release. The three-year-old company has also unveiled a fundraising platform for crypto startups. Previously known for issuing custodial wallets and crypto-backed debit cards, the new exchange bolsters CEO and co-founder Chris Mrshalek's vision of creating full-services experiences for his 1 million wallet holders. Mrshalek said the launch is tactical necessary for crypto.com's future. In the next bull run, the companies that will surely thrive are those that manage to build an entire ecosystem, he said. It's very hard for a company that offers only one type of product to compete with companies with much broader distribution that cover each of the use cases. At launch, the exchange will offer three trading pairs, matching CROW the Crypto.com token Tether, USDT, and Bitcoin, BTC, against BTC, Ether, ETH, Stellar, XLM, XRP, EOS, Litecoin, LTC, MCO, CROW and USDT. The company expects to add more assets over time. It also plans to expand user access points. While the exchange is available via desktop exclusively at launch, Mrshalek said mobile users already accessing Crypto.com's other services via a consolidated app will get app access in early 2020. Also launched Thursday is a blockchain fundraising platform called The Syndicate that gives project builders an avenue to raise capital while keeping equity, Mrshalek said. Digital asset issuers provide a certain number of their tokens to Crypto.com for a discounted pre-sale open to holders of the exchange's native coin, CROW. It's a win-win, Mrshalek said. We pass on all the proceeds from such a token sale back to the project so they have a little bit of capital from this exercise. The exchange will add margin trading in 2022. Mrshalek said other expansions may bring a crypto-collateralized credit card, debit card hybrid to market as well. Each works into Mrshalek's wider goal, build a Crypto.com ecosystem so comprehensive, so sticky, that new users sign up and the old ones stay around. We think we've nailed the customer acquisition piece and the stickiness of the product before we actually launched the exchange, Mrshalek. This is the absolute key element. Unknown fund to donate $75 million in Bitcoin to crypto, anonymity-focused startups. An anonymous organization dubbed Unknown Fund is planning to give away $75 million in Bitcoin, BTC, to startups that are focused on anonymity and the protection of personal data. In a press release on November 13, the organization, which consists of ordinary, anonymous people from different countries, said it will donate the money to startups which support the idea of anonymity and specifically operate in such fields as the protection of personal information, tools of anonymity, cryptocurrencies and blockchain. Fighting the misuse of people's personal data. The idea behind the donations is to fight the manipulation of people by politics, social media networks and other parties who collect individuals' personal data, which Unknown Fund says has proved to be an amazing and frightening tool. The project supposedly started on 4chan, an anonymous English-language image board, and claims to have the support of hacktivist group Anonymous, which it cites as saying, "Now the main goal of large corporations is to collect as much information as possible about the personal lives of people, and then use it for their enrichment. And they do a great job of it by making ordinary people get poorer. We are ready to fight for change and protect people." The Unknown Fund argues that the deployment of blockchain technology and digital currencies could help protect people's rights and freedoms, and eventually develop a new environment with a trustworthy monetary system. Blockchain and personal data protection. Many industry players have questioned blockchain's ability to ensure personal data protection. Speaking with Cointelegraph in August, Timothy Paolini, a board member at NYU Blockchain, stated, "Blockchains are built around the principles of decentralization, removing the single point of failure risk, think Equifax servers, and cutting out unnecessary third parties by establishing a more direct, peer-to-peer network. This also maintains your privacy and control of your data from third-party apps as data rests at the protocol instead of the application layer." Deirdre K. Mulligan, an assistant professor at the University of California, Berkeley School of Information, argued that blockchains do not inherently protect your identity, as they can be manipulated by their architects to be centralized and non-anonymous. Mulligan stated, "Companies can exert a lot of control over how they design an application, through its architecture, default settings, what it communicates in its privacy policies, and what it does in practice. The value for a consumer concerned about her privacy would depend on the blockchain application and the kind of data collected and processed by it." Samsung SDS beefs up privacy on its business-grade blockchain. Samsung SDS, the enterprise technology arm of the South Korean behemoth, is enhancing privacy on its Nexledger blockchain with zero-knowledge proofs, ZKPs. The company said Thursday it had formed a partnership with Israel-based QEDIT to record and authenticate the transfer of assets on a shared ledger without revealing underlying confidential information. The step underscores one of the challenges facing companies adopting distributed ledger technology. Broadcasting transactions to a network puts them at risk of exposing sensitive client data and tipping their hands to competitors. Zero-knowledge proofs, a branch of cryptography that can authenticate data without revealing any details about it, are a common strategy for squaring this circle. Banks such as JP Morgan Chase and Ing have used ZKPs in their blockchain forays. The catch is that ZKPs often require considerable computing power and can gum up the works. But Samsung SDS says this one outperformed. The performance of QEDIT's private asset transfer solution has been exemplary during the rigorous series of testing and trials we conducted, said Jeannie Hong, Senior Vice President, Leader of Blockchain Center at Samsung SDS, said in a statement. The QEDIT team has consistently demonstrated the ability to horizontally scale ZKP cryptography in a blockchain environment. QEDIT co-founder and CEO Jonathan Ruash said his firm's solution will be useful to Samsung SDS's Nexledger in areas like banking and supply chain. "Samsung SDS is very active in supply chain and insurance," said Ruash. For instance, Nexledger is used by an 18-bank blockchain consortium in Korea. QEDIT has been on something of a tear of late, announcing a close working relationship with professional services giant Deloitte at the ZK Proof community event in Amsterdam late last month. Samsung SDS, which employs about 35,000, many of them software engineers, has been working in the enterprise blockchain space for several years. Last month at the Blockchain Seoul 2019 conference, Samsung SDS said it had been piloting a blockchain-based medical claims processing system since August. The firm also said it had invested in Blocko, also based in South Korea. While Samsung SDS R&D is designed for business-to-business uses, and not the parent company's mobile phone business, Ruash said the firm is very interested in privacy-enhancing tech and ZKPs can, of course, be used in many contexts. Swiss SIX Exchange lists Tezos ETP with staking rewards. New financial products are coming to Tezos XTZ, one of a handful major proof-of-stake (PoS) blockchains up and running today. On Thursday, crypto startup Amen Ag launched the Amen Tezos Exchange-Traded Product (ETP), tracking the Tezos cryptocurrency under the XTYZ ticker on the SIX Swiss Stock Exchange, according to a statement. Zurich-based Amen's Tezos ETP is the firm's ninth crypto-based ETP issued to date on SIX, and the firm claims to have some $70 million in assets under management. The product's underlying asset will be held by Coinbase custody, Amen said. As a POS chain product, Amen's newest ETP will also issue staking rewards termed baking in the Tezos system by Coinbase, which will be automatically reinvested into the holder's ETP shares. In other words, the longer you hold the product, the larger your underlying share becomes. Some staking services initially began as being secluded to a specific blockchain, Amund CEO Hany Rishwan said in the statement. Via RETP, investors can participate in the associated rewards for contributing to the security and stability of the Tezos blockchain without the need to ever have to set up a crypto wallet or taking care of a private key. Why Tezos? Amund and others' choosing of Tezos speaks to the underlying asset stability, according to data provider Messari research analyst Wilson Witham. Tezos is quietly becoming a viable option for the issuance of tokenized securities. There's a growing confidence among security token issuers that Tezos can provide the tools and security necessary to facilitate similar efforts, Witham said. Tezos' edge comes down to its consensus mechanism, Witham said. While other cryptos are transitioning to PaaS, Tezos' protocol is up and running. For example, Alliance Investments recently employed Tezos for tokenizing real estate contracts amounting to nearly $650 million this October. Ethereum is slated to transition to PaaS in its next iteration, Ethereum 2.0, in Q1 2020, as is blockchain platform Cardano. How capital will flow onto the newly transitioned PaaS platforms is a story yet to be told, however. Tezos on-chain governance also gives it an interesting dynamic. Security token issuers can participate firsthand in the future direction of the protocol, said Witham. Fintech arm of Chinese insurance giant files for US IPO after blockchain push. SoftBank-backed OneConnect Financial Technology, the fintech arm of China's largest insurance company Ping An Insurance, filed a prospectus on Wednesday for an initial public offering (IPO) with the US Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC). The firm plans to list its shares on NASDAQ. OneConnect's filing with the SEC today called for a target raise of $100 million, though that figure could go higher. Reuters reported in September that the company was looking for a New York listing after it failed to go public in Hong Kong with a higher valuation. According to the report, the company had hoped to raise $1 billion through the IPO with a valuation of $8 billion. OneConnect reported $217.5 million in revenue and net loss of $147 million for the first 9 months of 2019, according to the filing. The IPO's underwriters include Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, HSBC. The company is a unit of Ping An Insurance and directly backed by Japanese private equity giant SoftBank, which led a Series A funding round valuing OneConnect at $7.5 billion in 2018, according to Ping An's 2018 annual report. Ping An has filed for the second most blockchain patents in China, with 274 at the end of the first half of 2019, according to its annual report, which said that OneConnect will dedicate 1% of its annual revenue to blockchain development. OneConnect has 8 dedicated research institutes and 50 technology labs working on blockchain projects across financial services industries. Its FIMAX blockchain network is said to improve data sharing and privacy processes, according to a OneConnect white paper. Grand ambitions. The white paper detailed both its existing and future projects across trade finance, asset securitization and supply chain financing, as well as 14 use cases that can be applied to sectors outside of banking including healthcare, real estate and smart city management. OneConnect was the first member of the R3 Enterprise Blockchain Consortium in 2016, while exploring some of its applications with the Hyperledger-based technical infrastructure. Blockchain is one of the company's 4 major business lines along with artificial intelligence, big data and cloud services that could use blockchain technologies, according to OneConnect's website. 2 of its projects were included in the latest blockchain projects registration list filed with the China Cyberspace Administration in October. They included a data analytics platform and a blockchain-based voting and decision-making system. According to the 2018 annual report, OneConnect has worked for more than 200 Chinese banks, 200,000 enterprises and 500 government and commercial institutions. Bitcoin hovers near price support as long-term bear cross looms. View: BTC is on the defensive and may face selling pressure in the run-up to the bearish crossover of the 100 and 200-day averages. Prices will likely breach the 50-day average support near $8,550 and extend losses toward $8,000 in the short term. Confirmation of the bear cross may mark an interim bottom in BTC, according to historical data. A high-volume move above a three-month descending trend line, currently at $9,200, is needed to revive the bullish view. Bitcoin risks falling below key support near $8,550, with a widely followed Bitcoin price indicator teasing its first bearish turn in over a year. The top cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading at $8,610 on Bitstamp, having bounced up from the 50-day moving average (MA) support at $8,543 earlier today. The 50-day MA has been restricting downside since November 8, but may be breached soon, courtesy of a looming bearish crossover between major price averages. Bitcoin's 100-day MA, now at $9,436, is now beginning to trend south and looks set to cross below the 200-day MA at $9,290 in the next couple of days. That would confirm a bearish crossover, the first of these MAs since April 17, 2018. Seasoned traders would argue that MA crossovers are based on past data and are lagging indicators. While that's true, BTC is already on the defensive, having repeatedly failed to break above a 3.5-month bearish trendline in the last 3 weeks. The cryptocurrency has also found acceptance below the 200-day MA, a barometer of long-term trend. As such, the impending bear cross will likely bolster the bearish sentiment and give prices another nudge down. The cryptocurrency has pulled back from $9,300 to $8,600 in the last few days, validating the bearish view put forward by the multiple rejections at the trendline connecting June and August highs. The relative strength index is hovering below 50, indicating a bearish bias, while the MACD histogram is producing deeper bars below the zero line, also a sign of strengthening downside momentum. So, the 50-day MA support at $8,543 could be breached ahead of the bear cross. Below that level, the next major support is seen at $8,000. The bearish case would weaken if there is a strong bounce from the 50-day MA, but that seems a tall order right now. A high-volume UTC close above the descending trendline hurdle at $9,200 is needed for bullish reversal. Note that confirmation of the bear cross, however, could mark an interim bottom in BTC, as has been seen historically. BTC sell-off ran out of steam near $275 2 days ahead of a bear cross confirmation on October 7, 2014, following which prices jumped to levels above $400 by mid-October, according to Bitstamp data. Another bear cross on April 29 the same year was followed by consolidation in the range of $420 to $450 and a rally to $680 by early June. And in 2018, prices rallied from $7,900 to levels near $10,000 in the 2.5 weeks following the bear cross in mid-April. Back then, BTC was better bid in the days leading up to the crossover, with prices rising from $6,500 to $8,500. In such situations, looming bearish crossovers barely receive any market attention. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.